What happens when you legalize statewide something that's only allowed medicinally? And how will that affect your state? Local voters may very well be asking that question in the next month as this November, ballot measure 91, if passed, will allow marijuana to be regulated for personal recreational uses. This is Janelle Hogan, and with today's Take 5, we'll explore the details of Measure 91 and look at what it would do to Oregon if it was passed. As it's currently written, Measure 91 would allow adults 21 and older to possess up to 8 ounces of dried marijuana and up to 4 cannabis plants. That's 480 joints of marijuana. But passing Measure 91 wouldn't just open up recreational use. Potentially, it might have an impact on medical marijuana facilities' taxation rates and how the Oregon marijuana system is overseen. Redmond Mayor George Endicott says if the ballot measure passes, the state anticipates the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to take hold of the new industry.
In talking to Senator Beyer, he's the chairman of the Senate committee that will have oversight over this. And he foresees where if there are retail outlets, they will probably be through the current OLCC system. So there wouldn't be independent outlets. They would actually be the liquor store that would be selling the marijuana along with booze.
Jeremy Quitt owns Bloomwell in Bend. He says if passed, there's also an uncertainty as to who would regulate medical marijuana facilities.
So the implementation won't take effect immediately. So we will continue to operate as a medical cannabis facility. And there is not clarity currently as to who in the future will oversee medical cannabis facilities. I know the Oregon Health Authority and the OLCC have already been in conversation, and it's very possible that the OLCC takes on a dual regulatory function and will begin to oversee both adult use facilities as well as medical facilities.
Meanwhile, approving recreational marijuana will also affect taxation. The organization backing the ballot measure, New Approach Oregon, sets a flat tax of $35 per ounce for flowers and buds, $10 per ounce for leaves, and $5 per immature cannabis plant. That's a change from the current medical dispensary rules, which make dispensary owners pay $4,000 every year without any other taxes or ongoing fees. Redmond Mayor George Endicott says Oregon cities are getting ready to take part in that oversight.
We're not supporting the legality of marijuana, either medical or recreational, but what we're doing is preparing, like most cities now in the state are doing, which is preparing to impose a tax if it does pass.
Oregon's Legislative Revenue Office estimates a yearly $13.1 to $19.4 million intake in revenue if Measure 91 passes, and a net gain from $6.5 million to $12.8 million. That net revenue is estimated after administrative costs are taken out, costs for Oregon Liquor Control Commission to oversee the industry. But Paul Warner, a revenue officer for the office, says a lot of things are still unknown, including administrative needs.
We developed what we considered an objective, unbiased estimate, but there's still, a good range on that because, as I say, we don't have hard data, mm-hmm. and it is one of the major uncertainties in an estimate at this time.
If Measure 91 does pass, Central Oregon dispensaries might also face a negative backlash, increased competition. There also might be the ability for dispensaries to take advantage of the situation. Bloomwell owner Jeremy Quitt says it's easy not to consider how the ballot measure would impact medical marijuana.
I'm already in a fiercely competitive environment. In Bend alone, I believe there are a dozen other medical dispensaries. And so with adult use regulations coming on board, I think there will be a lot more individuals who want to begin selling cannabis. Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine that the competition will get fiercer. We've got, 2 years ahead of the competition with respect to training our staff to really understand the plant and its effect on our clients, and we also have a network and relationship with farming families, and I'm hoping that if it does pass, we will also go after an additional permit. We will have another outlet as well.
So you're a proponent of the measure, but this might have a negative impact on your business if you did remain as a medical marijuana dispensary.
I look at there are currently 65,000 potential clients statewide as a medical cannabis facility that I'm able to serve, and if we move into adult use, then there would be 10 times that.
To hear more about the potential impacts of Measure 91, tune in next Monday and Wednesday. Janelle Hogan, FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.